This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find more information about our show at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, or if you just want to say hey to us,
Text
in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave some links in the description so you can do just that.
Today, of course, is March the 7th, which means that the date the word for today is coming to us from Titus chapter 3, verse 7, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
You know how many Christians are still living the slave mindset, still bogged down by sin, still struggling with the same old hang-ups, same old habits that you were struggling with 10, 15 years ago? We're still living like slaves, even though we have become heirs.
That's right.
It's crazy because when you change your mindset and you say, you know what, I'm an heir of God, not by anything I've done, not because of how I was born, but because of his grace to me, then what was the beginning of that verse again?
It says that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
You know, because you're justified. And I love that, because it's justified by his grace. That's why we get to live like heirs. And when you change your mindset, seriously, you start to see God's goodness. You would think that you start to become entitled, but it's really just the opposite. You see his goodness coming through every single part of your life.
Right. Dr. Shah said that before, but repentance is a change of mind about sin, self, and Savior. It's not just feeling sorry. Mm-hmm. It's changing the way that you think. And when you grasp that, and you really start to change your mind about sin, about yourself, and about Jesus, about who your Savior is and what it means that you're a Christian, man, you're not going to choose to live like the old man anymore. Yes, we're still sinful on this side of heaven, but you should sin less
as
you grow in your understanding of who Christ is and what he's done for you and who you're meant to be in him.
Absolutely. Just want to remind you guys, by the way, this episode is brought to you in part by the Date the Word app. You can download it for free right now on your iPhone or Android. Every single day connects today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
Mm.
You know, it's Thursday.
It is.
So that's, well, you know what that means. It's time for some advice that no one needed. This is the advice. This is the segment, I should say, of our show where we give the good people some advice.
Advise me.
Things that have.
Now. Sorry. I just got
no,
a little excited.
No, you, yeah. And I got scared a little bit. Thought you were going to hit me, dude. So this is the segment of our show where we give the good people listening some advice, some wisdom, some earthly wisdom. This is not biblical wisdom, okay? This is earthly wisdom. This is something that's worked for me.
Mm.
I've been off soda for, man, golly, The Super Bowl party, I messed up a little bit. But overall,
I thought you were going to be like, I haven't been on soda for a solid 20 minutes.
I would say overall now. Now, have I had a couple of sodas since then? Yeah. I would say since January, since the 2024.
Yeah.
Overall have been off. I've slipped up here and there. Who doesn't? Here's some good advice that has helped me quit soda.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me one time, if you crave soda, if you crave a can of soda, drink you a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Drink the whole bottle. And then if you still want the soda after, go on ahead and drink it.
Yep.
Go on ahead and have it.
Yeah.
You can do that.
I've heard that before too. That works with not just soda. That works with any sweet.
Yeah.
Candy bars. If you have a sweet tooth, mm-hmm. drink a bottle of water. Because most of the time when we're craving something, it's either like an addiction to sugar.
Yep, yep.
Or we're just thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how your body kind of like masks that as something else. But I'm like, man, I'm really like not feeling good. Or I really want this. Really, I'm just thirsty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Drink a bottle of water.
Yeah, and we drink, because sometimes I'll notice that I'm thirsty and I'll go drink a cup of coffee. I'll go drink soap back before 2020. I'll go drink a soda. I'll drink something sugary with some taste, because that's what everyone says. I hate water. I want it to taste like something. That's what you got food for.
Yeah.
You eat your food for taste. Why are you going to drink something that's going to dehydrate you more just because it tastes good in the moment? Because you know what's going to happen. Uh-oh. You're thirsty some more because you're dehydrated. So you got to drink another one.
Yep.
And now I'm even feeling even more dehydrated, so I drink another one. And uh-oh, now you're hooked.
Write in and let us know if you have tips for cutting soda or things like that that can turn into a vice for you. Let us know those tips at 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhinav Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, may I offer you an ice cold root beer today?
Ooh, yeah. Well...
Nice meal. We got it right out the vending machine. You want?
I'm good.
You know what? I hate to tempt you or anything, but if you're good, I'm just going to have a new one myself.
What is happening right now?
I'm just going to...
Are you? Hold on. Wait just a minute.
Three months clean.
You are undermining the advice that you just given just moments ago.
That was a radio lie. That was a radio lie. It's a trick.
Explain to me like I'm five what a radio lie is.
It's a trick I learned at NRB. You basically lie on the radio. You say something on the radio and then it turns out that was a lie. No, I just thought it would be something kind of cool. It's actually really sweet. I think I'm going to actually put it over there. Ew.
We want to start the show off with our daily encouragement, talking about what you need to walk away from the episode with. Dr. Shah, what is our daily encouragement for today?
Self-control.
Hmm.
Self-control is something you can do.
That's true.
Of course, we know that as a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're going to learn today that self-control is something that you have been enabled through the Holy Spirit to apply.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything you can do is you can control yourself. You may That's not right. be able to control your circumstances. You may not be able to control people and the crazy things that happen in life, but you can definitely control yourself.
That's true.
I feel like as we've started this episode, there are two kinds of people who are listening or watching. There's one person who's like, self-control, man, I need that so much. I'm so excited about today's episode. And there's a larger, or another, maybe larger population out there that's like, oh boy, here we go. Yeah, self-control. I got to give up everything fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think another thing is like, we all know that we need self-control, but, and you've said this before, this is really, really great advice. Not even advice, but just something to watch for. We mock it. You know, we laugh at it. It's, and that's the most surefire way to get out of having to do something is just to mock. Like, I know this one's for me, man. I mean, hey, look at me. You know, but it's one of the things that is a truth that a lot of us avoid.
Yeah.
That our self-control is nowhere near what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm about to share with you is kind of in our world today, in our culture where we are, where everybody's offended over everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be offensive, but I hope you will take it in the right spirit, because I had to take it in the right spirit,
mm-hmm.
which is this. When I first began, when I first got into ministry,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about full-time ministry because we're all as believers in ministry, we're ministers of Christ. But when I got into full-time ministry, I watched a lot of pastors or speakers or evangelists or just Christian personalities, and they were just overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of was always understood as being you're just happy in life.
Right.
You know, you've overeaten and now you have weight. And this is just what we do.
Mm-hmm.
As pastors, we laugh about our weight and talk about how much chicken we eat and how much ice cream we love and all of that. And so I would joke about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would hear these pastors joke about it, or these famous preachers who were amazing, and they were men of God, still are, and they would joke about their weight and talking about how, you know, their belt is a little too tight, mm-hmm. and all. And I began joking like that, and did that for several years because I had a pot belly mm-hmm. for a little while, until one day I realized, and I don't know if somebody said something or I read something. It talked about self-control
mm-hmm.
and how we demonstrate to other people whether we have self-control or not based on how we look.
That's true.
And so I'm like, wait a minute. Does that mean that people in the audience are looking at me and seeing how much weight I've gained and saying, man, this guy knows the Bible. He can talk to me about life and about my spirituality, and about my marriage, and about my children, and all these other things, but he cannot put down food.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have self-control over his mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about words. I'm talking about eating habit.
It's convicting.
Yeah.
And so when that hit me, and it took me a little while to really come to grips with that, it was very convicting.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm standing here telling some of these people who need to know Jesus Christ, or they need to be more obedient to the word and line up their lives according to God's truth. And yet they look better than I do,
mm-hmm.
especially with regards to my, you know, my health.
Yeah.
Well, I think I agree 100%. And it was convicting for me as well. Cause after I got married, I started to put on a lot of weight, especially my face around like the love handles and just around the stomach and stuff. And the reason I think it's that people get offended by it is because with any other vice, like, hey, guys, you need to make sure that you are practicing self-control with your greed, with your ego, with your pride, with your lust. Those are way easier to hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have self-control with your food, there's no hiding it.
I mean, you can see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to clarify, and I hope people realize, men and women, that we're not talking about you if you have a medical condition mm-hmm. or this is something's going on in your life that you cannot help. I get it. That's a different situation. But if you honestly can tell yourself and tell the Lord, you know, tell us anything,
right?
That, hey, this has nothing to do with my eating habit,
mm-hmm.
lack of control, self-control, then I don't know what to say to you. But if you can see yourself in the mirror and you go, wait, something's not right.
Right.
Then you need to make a change. Yep.
I agree. And I think you came to that. And I definitely came to that point where it's like, it's not that me having extra skin is wrong. It's that I got here through lack of self-control.
Yeah.
And that's what Christ doesn't like.
And presenting yourself that way negates what you say to other people about self-control.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're telling someone to have self-control in what they watch.
Sexual life or in what they watch. Right. Or what. Yeah. Yeah.
but you don't have self-control in what you're putting in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can you say that?
Yeah. Let me have that extra helping.
Yeah.
Well, you just had a whole bowl of ice cream. Well, I'm going to have another one.
Yeah, you know, mama always fed me good, you know. Yeah. I can't let her down.
He just told us to be self-controlled regarding our watching habits and regarding our words and regarding our anger, but you cannot control gluttony.
Because it's communicating that some vices and some lusts are okay to give into.
Yeah.
Yeah, socially acceptable.
Some
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And all of them aren't, and they're dangerous ones, but some vices you can go ahead and give into.
And I will go and admit, the Bible does say that sexual sins are the worst kind because they're sins against the body. I do understand that may be on a different level. Okay, get it. But does that negate the importance of controlling your food habits?
No, not at all.
No? So we got to do that.
That's right.
And the reason we're talking about that, those of you who have been following the show for the past several episodes, we've been walking through this passage in 2 Peter where we're talking about the different rungs of the spiritual ladder, how we climb up one and move on to the next, and how we shouldn't skip levels. Mm-hmm. You can't run at a ladder and just jump up to the fourth rung and just hope for the best.
You'll hurt
yourself.
People
get hurt. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
But you have to climb one rung at a time, and self-control is that next rung on the ladder. But if you've missed those episodes, you can always go back and listen to them on your favorite podcasting platform, or you can find those messages on Dr. Shah's blog, Abaddon Shah. .com. The full sermon transcripts are there. You can visit YouTube to watch the sermons there as well.
Right. And the passage that all this is coming from, as you should know by now if you've been watching the show, is 2 Peter 1:5. Mm-hmm. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith excellence, mm-hmm. virtue, which is excellence. To virtue or excellence, knowledge, which we learned mm-hmm. in our last show, mm-hmm. Means wisdom and discernment in life.
Right.
And to wisdom and discernment in life, self-control.
Mm-hmm. Self-control is the next step up that ladder.
That's right.
That if you don't have all those other things, it will make your journey to finding self-control much more frustrating, if not impossible.
Yeah.
Because you're not building on the right things.
That's right. If you're not faithful to God, or if you don't trust God, it's going to be hard for you to have have excellence mm-hmm. because you don't care about the excellent life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're okay with the mediocre life. But if you do have the excellent life because God's salvation is excellent towards you, then you will desire to live by wisdom mm-hmm. and discernment because you don't want to cut corners. You want to do what's right and you want to finish well. And if you are going to finish well, then you will have to say no to certain things in life.
That's right.
Even though they seem so inviting mm-hmm. and you have every desire to indulge. I mean, look, as many of you know, I've struggled with sugar and I've been doing better, trying mm-hmm. to do better. Mm-hmm. And anytime I see a candy bar, oh man, I look at it.
It's
like,
oh. It's one of those things where you look at it and you feel like it's looking back at
it's
you.
It's like, looking back
like the sweat,
at
the, bean, the sweat drop just goes down your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then cheesecake and all, you know, we travel, and when I travel, oh my goodness, there's so many sweets out there.
Oh, yeah.
After every meal, there's a sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, can I have that? I won't get to have this again until I visit this country. So I'm going to have just one.
Yeah, just the one.
Just one.
Just the one.
Since I had one and one was so good, maybe I'd have two.
Yeah, right. If I had one and I haven't burst into flames.
I have to confirm that it is actually good and that one wasn't a fluke.
Yeah. I got to make sure this is actually
good. I need another one to balance it out.
Fair enough.
So it's tough. It's very tough. But I know that this is also part of my spiritual growth.
Yeah. Right, because you have that gnosis, like we talked about yesterday, that life knowledge. It's like you said, you now have the wisdom to see, I have to say no to some of these things.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, you are a person of self-control because all that other stuff is falling into
place.
That's right. I love how these all build on each other.
Yeah. And there are three things in particular that we have to exercise self-control, and the word is enkratein. Greek word is enkratein. We need self-control regarding food, which we've been talking about a lot. Mm-hmm. Second is the tongue, our words. And the third is sexual desire.
Those are the big three, aren't they?
Big three.
Big three. If someone falls, it's going to be one of those.
Yeah. Yes. And contrary to the false teachers that 2 Peter is talking about, or Peter is talking about in 2 Peter, who were given over to various lusts, the believer in Jesus Christ should exercise self-control.
Mm.
in life.
Just as Jesus exercised self-control. You know, that's one of the things that we often point to our temptations. You know, we were tempted with something and we had a moment of weakness, and it's human nature to give in. But Jesus Christ, who also possessed a human nature, was able to overcome those temptations.
Absolutely. I mean, you just think about the temptation in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. The first bait that Satan used against Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verse 3 is, he said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become
bread. Now, you talk to somebody who has the ability to do that and they haven't eaten for 40 days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that sounds kind
of
good.
Some of y'all out there, like, after 40 minutes, you start getting hangry. Like, we know. You go in between your snacks and you start getting a little grouchy.
Bro, if I miss,
40 days.
If I miss breakfast, I need to just have a come to Jesus.
And it's not like one of those things like cartoon where you're looking and you see a stone in the distance and it looks like mirage time.
Yeah, it's like pizza.
One of those Texas Roadhouse hot rolls that comes right out of the oven. It's not that. He can actually do this.
Yeah. Like, he could 100% command the stone to become bread.
And it'll be a billion trillion times better than Texas Roadhouse bread.
Right.
Dripping with that honey. Yeah. What do you call it? The honey butter?
Honey butter. Oh. Yeah. Oh. All right. Hold on.
I swallowed the extra spit in my mouth because I'm salivating.
We ate lunch a couple hours ago, but just thinking about that bread right now, one of those big burgers from Texas Roadhouse is just getting me hungry.
So here's a funny story. Years and years ago, this is like going back almost to 1995, 96. Mm-hmm. Nicole and I went to Ryan's Steakhouse. Do you remember Ryan's Steakhouse?
We ate there a lot.
Okay. Oh, there
not
you
just because my name's Ryan.
Okay. They used to bring out these rolls, mm-hmm. yeast rolls, and they had this honey butter.
So good.
And
if y'all have never had Ryan's Steakhouse here in the good old South, y'all are missing out.
Yeah. And I know a lot of them got closed and new restaurants and chains came in. But anyways, I sat there and I ate literally like 10 to 15 of those rolls.
It's easy to do because you eat one and it's just so light and airy and fluffy. And you just kind of
I'm like, forget this rice and corn and teriyaki beef and chicken. And I'm going to forget that.
I can't
just
even judge you, man. I've done the same
bread.
Thing.
Yep.
I've done the same thing. You fill up on bread.
Has such stomach ache that night.
Because the bread, it expands when you get in there and you're just like, oh, why?
They're known as yeast rolls for a reason. I mean, they're rise.
It's crazy because people will do just anything to satisfy that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's one of the things that the serpent actually tempted Eve in the garden with with that fruit.
Food.
Yes.
Food.
Yeah. If you remember, it says in Genesis 3:6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good
for food.
Food. Mm-hmm. So people will do anything, like you said, to satisfy their taste buds and to satisfy their belly and to just like, yes.
You said one time, I think you even brought up Cain and Abel. You said, you know, how far back food causes issues.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the first earliest sins were all committed over food.
Yeah, over food.
I'm glad we're talking about it in this context because it links those that self-control, that discipline around what you eat and how much you eat, it links it to spiritual matters. It's not just, I need to watch my waistline. Yeah. No, this is your spiritual discipline and your relationship with God. It centers around that.
That's right.
About the people of Israel in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Some of their worst sins happen over food.
Yeah.
Oh, you're taking all the manna and trying to store it and stuff?
Even prior to that, they were complaining to God. It's like, we would rather go back to Egypt.
Back in our bondage when all the food was good.
Remember all the pickles and the cucumbers and
leeks
all those
and the garlic.
Yeah. Salmon.
And it was all free.
Fresh fish.
Yeah. It was all free.
But you were slaves.
I know, but the food was free.
I forget about that.
And it tasted so good. I would rather be a slave and eat that good food.
And Egypt knows how to make bread. I mean, Egyptians know how to make bread. And even back then, I mean, we're going back like 3,500 years ago, the bread was talked about.
Really?
The bread basket of the world, right?
Wow, Egypt. Yeah.
And the Hebrews were like, but we want that bread. I just want that bread. God's like, here's manna. Well, okay.
It's fine, but
I guess. But bread.
Put some, can you're God, can you just give me some Egyptian bread?
Yeah.
Just let that rain down from heaven?
Can I add another application?
Yeah.
Most church arguments don't happen over the doctrine of the Trinity or the virgin birth or the resurrection or some great doctrine. Guess what that happens over?
Over the potluck dinner.
Potluck dinners.
Somebody acting up at the potluck. Why would she bring that? Why would she bring that?
Now look at them. They don't bring anything and they want to get in line first. Yep. I'm telling you.
Now she brought that.
And I guarantee, you, listen,
that's
I guarantee
why she
you,
needs to bring the napkin.
I guarantee you, she's not going to help stay to help. Look, there she goes. Look,
yeah. Look,
they're leaving. They ate and they left.
Bye. Y'all take care. Yeah. I can't believe her. Can't stand her. And you know who you are. You know who you are out there.
By the way, I know some of you right now are saying that's not true. The first church argument happened over food.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're exactly
who are
right.
They? Who are they?
It was the Corinthians.
No. Well, nope. Corinthians too, yes. But back up to the book of Acts.
I'm trying to remember.
The Greeks and the Hellenists.
It was where they would go in and yeah. Eat too much of the Lord's feast.
No, that's
no, that
Corinthians.
Was the Corinthians.
Oh, that's the Corinthians. That's what I'm thinking.
But they were talking about how their needs were not being met.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, when they appointed the deacons.
That was right. Even before yeah. That, yeah.
And so guess what they said? Peter and the disciples, the apostles said, we're not going to stand here and wait on tables. We're going to give ourselves to the word of God in prayer.
That's right. Because
mm-hmm. It was over food. They're yep. Fighting over food.
Yeah. While the gospel is being preached. Right.
And then, of course, the Corinthians, like y'all brought up, yeah. They were fighting over food.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, the whole point is this. This is real.
Yeah.
And it's so base, so ground level. But it's one thing we need to do. The second bait, very quickly, is... again, we're talking about the temptations that Satan brought against Jesus. Mm-hmm. In Luke chapters 4, verse 5, he took him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time, and the devil said to him, all this authority I will give to you mm-hmm. and their glory, for this has been delivered to me. And he wasn't lying about that. That has been given to him temporarily. And I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. Mm. Now, the second bait that he used against the Son of God regarding self-control, we're talking about self-control,
right.
Is regarding eye or the pleasure.
Right, because that fruit was also pleasant to the eyes.
Yes, the one that Eve was tempted with mm-hmm. was also pleasant to the eyes.
And so interesting to see those parallels between how Jesus was tempted in the wilderness and how Eve was tempted in the garden.
Yeah.
The temptations yeah. Haven't changed.
Yeah. And so often those sins are so enticing and so beautiful and right. So pleasant to the eye. It looks right. So inviting.
Yeah.
But you see, Jesus, the new Adam, he reversed, or not reversed, I would say, he did right where Adam did wrong.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and it's one of the things that I think we can easily forget how yeah. Attractive sin is.
Oh, man.
Because we know in our brains that sin is ugly and it's black and it's brings death.
Yeah.
But those moments of weakness, I think we either forget or we choose to ignore it.
And it's very base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not some grand theology or some vision that you're trying to usurp or corrupt. No, it's food. Mm-hmm. I want to put some stuff in my mouth and swallow it. Yeah.
And it tastes good, so I'm going to keep on putting it in.
Yeah. Or even just beauty. Like, look at it. It's beautiful.
Yes, I want it.
Like, is it good? It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel happy.
Yeah, yep. I want that.
Yeah. Yeah. The immediacy of it, too. Like, yeah. I want this right now, and that's I want right. A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here comes the third bait that the devil used against Jesus, which is in Luke 4, 9. And he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will give his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
Hmm.
Now, in this bait, he appealed to his pride.
Mm.
Hey, you're God, man. You got trillions of angels.
Yeah.
All you got to do is jump. And when you jump, they're going to just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to see it. They're going to all clap.
They're going to know that you're the
and
Son
you're
of God.
The one.
Yeah.
Man, what a way to win the world.
Life's going to be tough for you. Why don't you show off a little bit?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Show off.
Yeah, let them see. Let them see who you are, man.
Yeah. Now, same exact thing that Satan did against Eve.
Yeah.
And it says in Genesis 3:6, in a tree desirable to make one wise.
That's what she wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted it to be wise like he is.
Right.
It wasn't just going to taste good. It didn't just look good.
Right.
There were greater implications of it.
Yeah. Like, I know everything. I know as much as God does. Mm. And that's pride.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. So think about it. Food, pleasure, and pride.
Mm.
These are the
very things we struggle with.
Yep. Yeah. I was just about to say, these are the lusts that we even today have so much trouble controlling.
Yep. Our eating habits, what makes us happy, our entertainment, right? Entertainment. I mean, we spend time over the phone and just scroll and scroll and scroll. But the whole point is this, we need to exercise self-control.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I love that you ended that way because, like, even for me, I'm seeing now, I can't will self-control into my life. It's only by the word of God.
That's right. That's the answer. Those of you who are looking to develop self-control, or those of you who at the beginning of the episode maybe laughed a little bit, maybe rolled your eyes, it's the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's what allows you to develop that self-control. It's not just white-knuckling it through the Christian life. It's God's word played out in your everyday life. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, or if this was helpful for you in developing this discipline of self-control, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. We'd love hearing from our Clearview Today Show family. Also want to encourage you to head over to clearviewtodayshow.com. Lots of great ways to interact with the show there. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate link, and you can be part of the Clearview Today Show family by contributing to what God is doing here for the Clearview Today Show. What's coming up tomorrow, John?
We are going to be climbing the ladder even more. Here's something that I bet you didn't know. Just because you're climbing this ladder does not mean life is going to be rosy. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You're going to have trials. You're going to have temptations. But good news, because the next rung is perseverance. How do you persevere in this life? We're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow.
Love that. I put that sound bite.
That was my mouth. I can do it again if you want.
Oh, went up a little bit.
I hurt my throat.
I need that sound bite
on
my
sugar
tongue.
From the soda kind of messed my throat up a little bit.
Make sure you guys are here tomorrow when we talk about this discipline of perseverance. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.